Off from the start, that,
just leave when you can't pass and catch and can't execute a game plan, you're gonna be in trouble, and you're in trouble from the first minute to the last minute.
What did you think about Hill in his first game?
He's awesome. Played great. Best player on the floor for us.
Goaltenders, was it on them? Were there saves you thought they should have made as a result of each one being pulled?
There are saves I hope they would have made, but at the same time, I don't think we did a good job of keeping them to the angles and giving our goalies an opportunity to make easy saves. We didn't play very well in pretty much all aspects of the game. I'm just at a loss as to, you know, getting outworked at home is getting real old.
Is there anything different in your message that you can change here with?
I think I've changed my message for 3 years now, and obviously I haven't found the message that gets through these guys yet, and, you know, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. I'm sure the players are just as frustrated as I am. And I'm pretty sure there's not a happy camper in our camp today.
What's the mindset going forward?
You got to get some wins. Win a shift. Win a loose ball battle. Start with the little things. And build on that. And it's, we had a pretty good start to the third period. We hit a couple of posts. Looked like we were going to bat our way back into it, get it close. And then, you know, we make two just really poor decisions. And all of a sudden, we're down by two more goals. Drop the ball at center and give up a breakaway. I mean, you just hear it. Free goal. You know, we got to work so hard to create our opportunities. And then we do something and just give them a free opportunity. It's very frustrating.
The second, third, and fourth chance opportunity seemed to come only at one end of the rink tonight. It was a result of the loose balls, I assume. But why were they getting there and bandits weren't?
We were watching a lot of the game. We're watching a whole lot of the game. We got to get our compete level. We can't be watching. You got to be playing. If you're not playing, then you're hurting us. Playing the first half, shot clock winding down, guy throws it off the back of the boards, and our guy turns and watches the ball go against the boards, and is like, oh, there's my man, standing right in front of the net, burying the goal. That is an embarrassing play. That's embarrassing. That's the kind of stuff you do to a guy who doesn't belong in this league. And I'm not mentioning any names, but he knows who he was, and that's just embarrassing.
No, I think only one power play tonight, but a 5 minute and
we
no
ended up
goal.
Down on that zero. They scored a goal. I think they outshot us on a power play. So, I mean, is there anything different? Do we expect anything different out of our power play right now? It's frustrating, man. There's not one aspect of the game that we're outplaying another team. And we have minutes where we outplay teams, but in terms of 60 minutes, no.
Between the injuries and lack of scoring, is there a chance Luke gets back in the lineup?
There's a chance anybody can be in the lineup at this point. We want guys that are going to compete. We want guys that take pride in being on the floor in front of fans. To put this out four times in front of the home fans is can't say it. It's disappointing. It's frustrating.
Except the next three games on the road could be a blessing in disguise for these guys.
Right now, the way we're playing, I don't care where we play. It's going to be a struggle. We have to come with more compete. We have to come with mentally stronger. We need better leadership. We need guys to step up. I mean, there's so many areas right now that we're just not competing in. It doesn't matter where we play or who we play. It's a struggle. And guys got to understand that. There's not one team in this league that we're going to walk in and say we expect to win. Guys got to understand. Those days are over. The days of the Buffalo Bandits showing up and winning a game are over. We need to compete. We need to fight for everything. We need to play like we're not the best team, which, I guarantee you right now, we're not. I'm glad we got the 5 wins early in the season. Because right now, I don't know when we're going to get another one the way we're playing.
James, have you seen symptoms of this effort, I guess, in practice, or is this a surprise every weekend?
It's a surprise every weekend, but it goes by who you're competing against. People in the practice, we look like we're competing real hard, and we come up against somebody else, and it's like, holy cow, they are competing. We're not. Well, our practice have been good. We've been going over things. I thought we had a great game plan going into today, when you can't pass and catch on offense, you can't run a game plan. When one guy falls asleep on defense, you throw the game plan out the window. We need 18 guys with a focus and the hunger, and we're just not getting that right now.
Do you think this?